Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with a high of 72. Tonight, clear with a low of 45. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Olney attorney Jeff Fleming has announced he is running for the 55th District Senate seat currently held by Dale Ryder. Ryder is not seeking re-election. Fleming is originally from Wayne County and is a graduate of Fairfield Community High School. He began practicing law in 1971 and moved to Olney in 1974, where he continues to serve as a practicing attorney. He is also engaged in professional speaking and is a member of the National Speakers Association. Additionally, he is a life member of the NRA, a member of the Illinois State Rifle Association, and a co-chair of the Southeastern Illinois Friends of NRA. Fleming is a member of the St. Paul United Methodist Church in Olney, where he serves as its lay leader. He says he is pro-God, pro-gun, and pro-life. He has experience in county government by serving for 36 years on the Richland County TB Care and Treatment Board, and also as a township trustee for Olney Township. Fleming believes his experience in law and accounting, along with his professional speaking skills, would be valuable for serving in the Illinois Senate. He is concerned that Illinois citizens and businesses are leaving the state because of high taxes and overregulation, and he would like to bring fresh ideas to the state legislature to benefit the people of the 55th District. Fleming joins current State Representative Darren Bailey as the only two announced candidates for Ryder's seat. Both are running on the Republican ticket. More news next.
Pain is the symptom, not the disease. The Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital can help you with pain management procedures offered, including nerve blocks, epidural injections, and more. They also offer treatment for acute and chronic pain. Don't let pain hold you back. Schedule an appointment with the Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital. 842-2082. Visit fairfieldmemorial.org/pain for more information.
In other news, several people were booked in the Wayne County Jail recently. 30-year-old Fairfield resident Coleman R. Taylor was arrested by Fairfield police early Saturday morning on charges of possession of meth, possession of drug paraphernalia, and aggravated unlawful use of weapons. Fairfield police were reportedly called to Mach 1 at approximately 2:50 to investigate a report that Taylor had made a drive-through purchase with a firearm in his lap. He reportedly made no threats and was gone upon police arrival. He was located at approximately 4:15 walking towards Mach 1 and was stopped. A 9mm pistol was found on his person, along with drug paraphernalia and suspected meth. Taylor was taken to the jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 34-year-old Texaco resident John R. Powell was arrested by Fairfield police at approximately 2:37 this morning. Police were reportedly called to the 300 block of Southeast 4th Street to investigate a domestic battery incident. Powell is accused of entering the residence, taking a cell phone, choking a woman, and then leaving. Police returned to the residence a short time later and located Powell. He was arrested for theft, aggravated domestic battery, and violation of an order of protection. Powell was transported to the jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 48-year-old Fairfield resident John M. McKinney was arrested late last night by Wayne County deputies on charges of possession of meth and obstructing justice. He was also wanted on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of possession of meth. McKinney's bond for the warrant was set at $595, and he was lodged in jail, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond for the new charges. 46-year-old Sisney resident Paul R. Lord was arrested by county deputies Friday morning on Wayne County warrants for deceptive practices and theft. Lord was transported to the jail and held, pending the posting of $1,070 bond. 31-year-old Wayne City resident Matthew C. McKinney was arrested Friday afternoon by Fairfield police on a Clay County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of burglary. He was released after posting $395 bond. No injuries were reported in a two-car accident at the intersection of Northwest 11th and West Main Streets in Fairfield on Saturday afternoon. Police say at approximately 12:42, 28-year-old Effingham resident Jennifer L. Sokolinski was westbound in the north lane and attempted to make a left turn in a 2011 Dodge. She struck a 2009 Chevrolet driven by 61-year-old Fairfield resident Sandra H. Collier. Sokolinski's vehicle was towed from the scene. The monthly meeting of NARF, or the National Active and Retired Federal Employees, will be held at 11:30 tomorrow at Five Brothers Cafe in Fairfield. All members and prospective members are encouraged to attend. Anyone seeking more information should call 847-2321. Focus Brands, the parent company of McAllister's Deli, is warning customers about a payment security issue at many of its restaurants, including the Mount Vernon McAllister's location. Customers that used credit cards at the restaurant from July 10th to July 22nd this year may have had their information compromised. Locations in Effingham and Fairview Heights were also affected by malware, which was planted in payment terminals and skimmed credit card information during transactions. Date ranges for some locations date back to April. In a statement, the company said they initially notified their customers on August 20th that they were investigating a payment card security incident involving some of their corporate and franchised restaurants. They said they immediately began an investigation, took action to identify and stop the unauthorized activity, and forensic information firms were engaged. They also notified law enforcement and payment card networks. The company has set up a website at McAllister'sDeli.com to check the date range for affected locations. Moe's Southwest Grill and Schlotsky's restaurants, both of which the company owns, were also affected. The 2019 Paint Out ended Saturday with an awards presentation to participating artists. 24 artists submitted more than 150 works for Friday's premiere show and sale at Bob Boyle's Hall. Melinda States, with the Paint Out Committee, says proceeds from that show totaled over $15,000.
The money that we take in all goes to the artists, so they appreciate that because in other events they pay a commission fee and they do not do that for us. So they try to make their paintings more reasonably priced so they will sell here, and I think that helps us bring in more money.
Saturday's award winners included Farley Lewis for the Best of Show, sponsored by FNB. Peggy Wilson won Best Watercolor, Thomas Bucks, Best Oil, and Susan Rogers, Best Other Medium. Rogers also won the Quick Paint. Jeff resident Vicky Gifford won People's Choice, and Gabrielle Baber won Artist's Choice. Mount Vernon resident Spencer Meager won the Sisney Mayor's Award, and Farley Lewis, Susan Ritter, and Carlene Atwater won Sisney Top Paintings. The jurist for the event was Niall Gordon. Purchase Award sponsors and recipients were Terry, Gala, and Mercedes Grody, Dr. Steve and Connie Mitchell, Dr. Patrick and Jessica Molt, Diane Robinson, Ron and Becky Tennant, and David and Catherine Williams. The beginning of archery deer season last week was hot and dry, and Carla Broker at Fairfield's Ultra Products says business was very slow until this weekend. She does say the crossbow is a hot item since it became legal in Illinois.
A lot less compounds, which kind of makes me sad. Everybody seems to be going to a crossbow. I tell everybody, keep your compound and get a crossbow because you're going to miss that challenge you get with the compound that you don't have with the crossbow. But it definitely affects business a lot. There's not near as much work to do on a crossbow, so you don't sell as much with a crossbow as you do with a compound either.
The archery season continues through January 2020. As of 4:30 on Friday afternoon, Only 1,438 deer had been harvested in Illinois. A late harvest due to the wet spring may also have had an impact on the early deer numbers. Archery turkey season also started last Monday, with 27 birds harvested prior to Friday statewide. Shotgun deer seasons this year will be November 22nd through the 24th and December 5th through the 8th. The Fairfield City Council is scheduled to meet tomorrow at City Hall. The night will begin at 5:50 with a public hearing regarding the rezoning of property at 400 West Center Street. An ordinance approving the rezoning is expected to be approved once the regular meeting commences. In other business, aldermen will again have a number of recurring business items to sort through. The council is expected to seek requests for proposals for garbage service, as well as approve two amendments to the liquor ordinance. The amendments would remove the limit on the number of retail licenses in the city and allow Sunday hours for a Class A license. Aldermen are also expected to discuss and possibly approve projects at Atkinson Forest. They're also expected to approve a memorandum of an agreement to prepare an electric system planning report, as well as pass a resolution to declare dangerous buildings. In routine business, the council is slated to award a bid for the sale of a digger truck. In addition, trick-or-treat dates are expected to be set for Wednesday and Thursday, October 30th and 31st, from 5 to 8 p.m. The council will also hear a street closing request for the Christmas parade on December 7th. Today marks the beginning of Homecoming Week in Fairfield. The theme this year is A Night in Hollywood, and students are already in the final stages of a penny war, which will end tomorrow. Students have a variety of events lined up for the week, but the first that the public may attend will be the Battle of the Classes on Wednesday at 6:30. Athletic Director Bobby Wells has more information.
Battle of the Classes will be, of course, the big thing that we've been doing. We did it last year, and we felt like that it was something that the kids really enjoyed because it was kind of a more close-knit atmosphere. We moved it inside because of the weather last year. The kids kind of wanted to do that again, so we're going to have it in the gym again on Wednesday, and gets a little bit louder in there than what it does on the football field, so it's kind of a neat atmosphere. If you are wanting to come to that, please come through door number one, which is the gym lobby doors. And what we're doing again for that is we're asking for anybody to either donate as admission either a bottle of water or a bottle of sports drink. And then that way when our various athletes are on the road, just something else that we can pass on to them and just help curb our cost a little bit that way.
In other FCHS business, yearbooks from last year are in. Appearing on the Community Connection, Wells said former students can go to the school to pick them up.
Kind of an activity for last year alumni, so to speak, is if you haven't picked up your 2018-2019 yearbook yet, you can stop by anytime this week and get those picked up at FCHS. So for those of you kids who graduated last year and didn't get those, please come by or give us a call and have somebody come pick that up.
The school also has a limited number of extra yearbooks available for purchase for people who have not yet made an order. The cost will be $45, and anyone with questions can call the school office at 842-2649. Yesterday kicked off Fire Prevention Week, and the Illinois State Fire Marshal's office is urging families to be prepared should a fire break out. Kim Howard reports.
State Fire Marshal spokesperson J.C. Foltz says they recommend that families draw a map identifying pathways to two exits and teaching kids how to escape on their own in case you're not there to help them. He says it's also a good idea to practice a fire drill twice a year and set up a meeting place outside. Here's some more tips.
Close doors behind you as you leave to help slow the spread of smoke and fire, and close before you doze. That's a great, great reminder. Close the door to your bedroom at night. That will give you some extra time to escape if you have to. And once you're outside, stay outside. Never go back into a burning building.
There were more than 15,000 residential fires in Illinois last year and a reported 105 civilian fire deaths. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Teachers in Murfreesboro continue to walk the picket line in a wage impasse with the city's school district. Members of the Murfreesboro Education Association, which represents 152 teachers, counselors, nurses, and social workers, walked off the job on Thursday after failing to reach a contract agreement with Murfreesboro School District No. 186. The strike is the district's first since 1979, and it affects 2,144 students in grades pre-K through 12. District Superintendent Chris Grody says the two sides are about $1.5 million apart on a salary agreement. The union has requested annual salary increases for all employees across the three-year contract, with raises averaging 3.7% each year. The board reportedly countered by offering yearly raises of about 2.28%. The teachers claim the district has money, pointing to a $3.5 million surplus. Grody says tapping those reserves would jeopardize the district's stability. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Gonzalez with People's National Bank. People's National Bank has partnered with Zelle. Zelle is an easy way to send and receive money with family, friends, and others you trust. You can use Zelle today right from your PNB To Go mobile banking app. Money moves directly between bank accounts fast. Stop by People's National Bank today to learn more about Zelle. Available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 68. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,579, up 5. The NASDAQ is at 7,992, up 10. And November crude oil is at $53.64. That is up 83 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 76-year-old Jeff resident Geneva D. McCulley McGrew died at 9 o'clock p.m. on Saturday at her residence. She had been the owner and operator of Grandma's Kitchen in Flora. Geneva McGrew is survived by her husband, Earl McGrew of Jeff, son Everett McCulley of Fairfield, daughters Tambra Rudy of Noble and Virginia Hemrick of Clay City, stepdaughters Angie Stanford of Louisville and Sandra Godwin of Iuka, brother Perry Atkinson of Pocota, Indiana, sister Sheila Howell of Fairfield, six grandchildren, several great and step-great-grandchildren, and many great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Geneva McGrew will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Burial will be in Victory Cemetery in Boylston. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, tomorrow, at the funeral home. Memorial donations can be made to the Clay County Animal Rescue Shelter, Animals Requesting Friends, or the Dr. Scranton Memorial Fund. They will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, which is in charge of arrangements. 65-year-old Allendale resident Alan E. Goodson Jr. died Friday afternoon at his residence. He had been a teacher at Allendale Elementary School.
Alan Goodson is survived by his wife, Renee, son Scott Goodson of Centralia, and daughter Chelsea Goodson of Lafayette, Indiana. Per Alan Goodson's wishes, cremation was afforded, and a memorial service will be held at a later date. Nail's Funeral Home of Albion is assisting the family. 72-year-old Carmi resident Patricia A. Bush died Saturday afternoon at her home. She was a member of the First Christian Church in Carmi. Patricia Bush is survived by sons Michael and Richard, daughter Michelle Little, 8 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Patricia Bush will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Friday at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi. Burial will be in North Maple Ridge Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury and Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury and Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800. Or visit our website, asburyandassociates.com. Asbury & Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury & Associates, 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Partly cloudy skies. We'll have a high today around 72. It'll be clear tonight with a low of 45 and sunny skies again tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 75. Outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Mostly sunny on Wednesday, a high of 75 and low of 55. Partly cloudy skies on Thursday. Thursday's high will be around 82 with a low of 62. And rain is likely on Friday. Friday will have a high of 72 and low of 38.